So we started STEM camp in 2010 at actually one of the middle schools in Fayette County. We started with 8 students. And then in 2012, we decided to move it onto UK's campus because there was a lot of interest from other area students who wanted and families who wanted to participate. And moving it onto UK's campus would help us broaden who we were able to reach and invite more people. And then we really wanted to create more of an atmosphere of interacting with our content faculty and sharing their research with the students in new and different ways. Each week we have students in grades, rising grades, second grade through 12th grade come onto campus and they do a variety of hands-on STEM content. And then we also have robotics at the same time. So some of the students are doing VEX robotics and some of the students are doing a different type of VEX robotics, either VEX IQ or VEX Go.
I have no idea what that means.
What is VEX? So VEX is a particular brand of robot. People are probably also familiar with Lego. Lego makes a robot and we do Lego robotics as well. And then VEX is a little bit more advanced in the building and the coding techniques that they use. And our area high schools use VEX for their robotics teams. And so by us putting VEX in earlier at the elementary and middle school levels, we're hoping that that helps to spark some interest in VEX robotics teams as they move into the high school level. Some of our area high schools offer VEX robotics or offer robotics as a course that they can take as an elective. Some of them offer it as an after-school club, but either way they can compete in competitions at various levels, and it's kind of an exciting way to do some hands-on STEM in different ways.
Okay. So regarding robotics, you mm-hmm. know, we in society have heard about robots for a long, long time, mm-hmm. and there is always this, you know, fear about them taking over the world.
Right.
So, where are we with all that? And are these students learning how to run a robot eventually?
Yeah. So it just depends on the age level. So we do a variety of robotics in terms of autonomous and not autonomous. So autonomous would be when you code it and you tell it to go do something and then you run the code and then it just goes and does it. And hopefully it does what you want it to, and that's part of the learning experience. And then the non-autonomous part is we do build a robot and to actually get them to have a feel for the robot in terms of like how it moves, how it spins, etc. We do use remote controls just to help them get an understanding of, again, just how that robot moves, and it helps them to then code for how it turns or moves backwards or how fast it moves forwards, etc. The students do a variety of challenges. So we have them go through mazes. They eventually learn to pick up items, to take it from one place to another. Some of the basic things that we would want robots to be able to do in society today, or they already do in society today. At the high school level, they do talk a little bit more about the ethical side of robots, which I think is what you're getting at there. And I think it's an interesting conversation, and especially because our young people have different views of how robots should be used. They do think that robots are useful and can help to assist society, especially in tasks that may seem like everyday kind of tasks. And in their view, it allows them to go do something else that would be more human related or need a lot more communication or collaboration or problem solving.
So not robots taking over the world.
Not robots taking over the world, but rather assisting society to help advance it.
Right, okay. What about AI? Are you all doing anything with AI?
Yeah, not much with the AI right now. I think it's something that we'll explore more. But I know that UK as a campus is looking at AI a little bit more. And so I'd like to just kind of sit and wait and think, see what they're going to do. I would definitely think by next summer we'll do something with AI. just because it's all around us, and I'd rather teach the students how to use it as a tool rather than a crutch or as a replacement. So, and that's pretty much how we approach things here too. Like, how can we use things that are available to us to help assist us in different ways?
Okay. And so all of the camp participants, even from, I guess, elementary level, how important is this kind of experience, you know, not only for them, what, in the educational sense, but in the social sense as well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We actually put much, much more focus on what I would call the soft skills or some of the other skills. We work a lot on communication and collaboration. They're paired up sometimes just in a pair or a trio. They're working together and collaborating. And that takes sometimes a lot of effort in teaching because sometimes they're not used to working together. So we do a lot around communication, taking turns, building on each other's strengths, encouraging each other. And then there's also a lot of curiosity, creativity, and exploration. And that's what we really want to emphasize and stress. The content is important, but unless you're using things like being curious and exploring, the content's not gonna make as much sense to them. So we present them with experiences where they can really dive deep and take it where they wanna go. So for example, this week we did maggot races. And so, you know, put a maggot in front of a student and they'll probably say, ooh, gross. Right? Or some might think it's really cool, but not know what to do with it. But then we use different tools to teach them how maggots relate to the human body and how we can study electrical responses and how it helps our muscles move or helps other organisms move. And so then we create a maggot race where they can do those different types of explorations within there. So it's a lot of curiosity and creativity inside of it.
Have you done that one before?
I think that we may. No, I don't think we've done that exact one before. It's fairly new, yeah, for sure. Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Okay. And so, so if you add up roughly the number of students that will be participate. Now, am I right? So you've got like this going on now, but you got other ones. So if you added up for the whole summer, it'd be what?
We have close to 500 students that we're able to reach through our summer programming this summer.
Okay. Okay. You have-